the 28th chapter and the 10th verse. If you have your Bibles, Genesis, the first book of the Bible, the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 10, a very familiar passage here that we learn about the story of Jacob's ladder. So if you have that, they had it up on the big board, you'll see it there. We're also going to add to the witness out of the Gospel of Matthew, 11:27. So Genesis 28 and 10, and then the Gospel of St. Matthew 11:27. Amen? Hey, if you would help me honor the Word of God by standing. If it was mere words of men, I, like you, would have no problem sitting. But seeing as though this is, in fact, the Word of God, it is worthy of our most focused attention. Amen? So if you're there in Genesis 28 and 10, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And so he came to a certain place and he stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and he put it at his head and he laid down in that place to sleep. And then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on earth and its top reached to the heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. And behold, the Lord stood above it. He stood above the ladder and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. The land on which you now lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be of the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from the sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? There is none other than this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate to heaven. Jacob rose early in the morning, took stones that he had put on his head and set it up as a pillar, and he poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. And then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I can come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth back to you. Let the church say, amen. Hey, let's add to the witness out of the Gospel of St. Matthew 11:27. Jesus says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. That's the only way you can know God. Knowing God is not your choice. It is the Son's prerogative. You read what it said? To whom he wills That's who he'll reveal the Father to. Our God and our Father, what a privilege it is to know you, to know the Son, and to know your Spirit. Father, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for calling our name. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for opening our ears. Thank you for giving us hearts receptive to the Word of God. Thank you for not leaving us in utter darkness, captured by immorality, destined to die in our sins. But God, through his grace and by his abundant mercy, parachuted by his exalting love, has chosen us to be seated with Christ your Son in heavenly places. And for this we give your name all glory, all honor, and all majesty. And all of God's people said amen.
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 Amen. Amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. I just want to take 10 or 15 minutes and just talk about God is in this place and I didn't know it. God was here and I was unaware of him. I had no clue that God was standing right next to me. I went about my business as if I was the only one in the house. And I'm not, because of the brevity of time, I'm not going to really exegete the text, but I just want to lift up a principle that is here in this text, but we also see replayed again in all of the Christmas texts that we read and study at this time of the year. And we find here Jacob now traveling to find a wife. And as he's traveling, he set out from his house alone. He doesn't have a travel companion. His father has sent him out with specific instructions not to return until he has accomplished this. And so Jacob goes out. He's alone. He's going to a foreign place, a foreign land. I know it's the land of his mother, but he's never been there. Have you ever been over your cousin's house who you've never met before? They're still your cousin, but you don't know them. You've never been there. You see him at none of the reunions, no Christmas time. This guy is going over his cousin's house. He don't know them. They don't know him. So they're strange to him. It's a strange place, strange people. And on this multi-day journey, there comes a day he gets tired, lays down for sleep, and while sleeping, he has a dream. And in this dream is where we find the story of Jacob's ladder. And Jacob dreams a dream of a ladder going from the earth all the way up to heaven. And angels are coming, descending, and ascending on this ladder. And above the ladder, he sees an image of the Son of God. And Jacob is so overtaken by what he sees. He's so set back. He's set aghast that when he awakes, he utters these words. He said, "The Lord God was in this place, and I didn't know it." All the time I was traveling, I was complaining. Why did my dad make me go over my cousin's house? Why do I have to go and meet people I've never met before? Deal with people I've never known before? Why do I got to get a wife from over there? Why can't I get a wife from here? I'm out here. I don't want to go. I'm alone. And in the middle of all of this frustration and confusion, he had a dream. And when he woke from it, he said, "God was here, and I didn't know it." Just as it was for Jacob those thousands of years ago, really far in the future, we fast forward from Genesis up to Matthew, we also have another appearance of God in the earth. This time not a dream, this time not a vision, this time not a ladder with an image or an appearance or a theophany of God upon it. But in fact, the Bible called his name Emmanuel because he became God, not in heaven, but now with us. We spent last Sunday talking about the incarnation of Christ, God coming down from heaven. This time, no angels coming and descending, but God himself leaves the royal diadem of heaven, the palace, the throne room of glory, puts on human flesh and now dwells among us. And guess what? Nobody knew he was here. You read the gospel record. The gospel record said there were only a few shepherds tending their flock by night. They were the only ones. So the Bible record said there were three guys who came from the east side bearing gifts. They were the only ones who knew. No, Herod was the ruler over Palestine. When the wise men came, they said, what? Someone is king of the Jews? Go bring me word that I might know. All Friday night, I've been teaching you about messianic prophecy. All throughout the Old Testament, all of the prophets pointing to, telling about the coming of the Savior, telling the Jewish, the Hebrew people, that your God is going to come and rescue and live among you. The Bible said he came to his own, and his own received them not. You know why they didn't receive him? They didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was. And the testimony of Jacob could be said again of the Jews in the time of Jesus. The Lord was in this place. And I knew it not. Even as it was in the time of Jacob, even as it was in the day of Christ, so it is now. The Lord is in this place. And by this place, I'm not confining it to this church building or any church building on any given Sunday. I mean the presence of the Lord is here. And I know he's here because Jesus said, when I go back, when I go up, I'm going to send another comforter. It won't be me in bodily form, but it will be God in spirit form, and he's coming to dwell in you. Touch somebody and say, he's here. But the question is, do you know it? It is possible to be in the presence of God and not know it. Just go about your business like a normal day. Washing, cooking, cleaning. All this, and never sensing. He's not in bodily form. He came in bodily form. They walked up to him and still didn't know him. Even those closest to him, he said, listen, guys, if you have seen me, I am the splitting image of my Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've already seen God in human form. So here we are in the year of our Lord, 2018, on the brink of 2019. And woe be unto us if our testimony is that the Lord was here and I didn't know it. The King of glory, the Lord of lords, when I could have worshiped him, when I could have served him, when I could have loved him. Pastor, how can I see him? Pastor, how can I avoid this being my testimony? You can't. You can't. That's why I had to add to the witness. Because if I preach it right, that should be the next question. Okay, Jacob missed it. The Jews missed it. The Gentiles missed it. How can I be like one of those shepherds? How can I be like one of those wise men and not miss God?